Go loud.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your waist in it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that,
dip knocker.
A little heart to heart. What a bollocks. So what, I have to give a public apology, is it?
I wouldn't say it's public.
No, it's only
me and Alan.
There's a mic, man.
Yeah, but who are you apologising to? You can't say sorry to the people because you didn't want on them.
Well, I'm sorry I'm late, boys. But they're arriving in 20 minutes late, was it? Oh, it's not bad because I'm never late. I'm always on time.
I was worried about you. Darren Conway was here just before you and he was leaving. He was surprised. I said, I'm worried now. Terry, usually he's early.
He's at the hold me for 10 of the 20 minutes.
I'm on the way out.
I'm surprised, yeah.
Yeah, he can't be for 10 of the 20. So he's actually, yeah, it's only 10 minutes late. But anyways, what's the crack, boys? Ah, you always have a setup, but I can feel it in the room.
I literally took a breath to speak.
Feel it in the room. There's something going.
I took a breath.
Tell the truth.
In order to speak.
While we go in any order.
No.
No, we have nothing.
Nothing's
no.
planned.
What was the one where you thought we had a setup?
When you said I was small. Or juicing. Remember? And you just kept doing it. I know quite well. I got over the piss, I come back in and oh, you've lifts in your shoes and all that, whatever it was like, what is going on? Or I can feel it. There's an energy in the room that I don't like.
It's called calmness.
No. Yeah.
I literally, I went, and you went, what are you talking about? Something going down. Literally about to speak.
Yep. I don't, as well, that was only us.
We've just been sitting here talking about Christian subcultures.
Yeah. Do you know what Amish is?
Oh, fuck off. Alan, fuck off.
That's true.
What is, yeah?
Calvin, what are we talking about?
Do you know what Amish is? Right, well, we call it long story short, there's Amish people in Waterford anyways, yeah? So, Amish people don't use electricity. Everything is like
they do
handmade.
To an extent, yeah.
I thought they go around lighting candles.
I think they use
Google them
technology as
possible. And so you can look at the pictures.
A-M-I-S-H?
A-M-I-S-H, yeah.
Hmm.
Felt the setup coming there, I did. Amish religion, Ireland, really?
No, just say America, because then this is what surprised me, that the fact that they're in Ireland.
Waterford is Ireland's only Amish
community. Yeah, that's what it was, down in Waterford.
What's that word, Mennonite?
They don't watch TV, they don't have the internet, they...
I bet you that...
They go around, they don't use cars.
I don't know if that's...
Horse and carriage, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and that's definitely a way... I've definitely seen stuff in America. They go around the horse and carriage, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you they're happier.
I don't know.
Apparently they're very strict about keeping family time. Like they won't... If that's important, they just won't do work.
Yeah.
Family time comes first.
Love that.
But it's, the one in Waterford is letting people join.
Fuck off. Am I your man? The King. Do you remember...
Give us more.
I was to be crowned or something for that island.
Yeah. The Baron.
Baron, am I a Baron?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if we'd paid the 50 quid, you would be.
What happened there? He gave you, I remember leaving here and he was calling out his bank number to you.
What happened there?
I remember walking out.
I bought the whiskey over the Christmas.
I was walking out of the studio and here he was, 4319. And I literally walked out that door. What happened to the other bleeding 12 digits?
I don't think that ever happened.
A bottle of whiskey he got.
The kids had a great Christmas.
Oh, thanking their Uncle Terry. Lego all over the gap out of that 50 pounds.
Alan's brother got a one for all voucher. I didn't even know he was related to Terrence.
So, we didn't make me that, no. Where have we went, Amish? Now, this isn't like a mad touchy subject or something, is it?
No.
Okay.
So they don't listen. They've no electricity. No internet.
That's a valid point.
What fresh?
So I could join that, could
yeah.
I?
Yeah. I didn't know it was a thing.
I'd love to do that for. I'm not going to say a year. See, the problem is they never had it, did they?
No. But the ones in America have like a year where they become an adult and you can go off for a year and experience the world and do whatever and they go on a mad one and they come back.
No, I think you're thinking of a different religion.
Oh, am I?
Well, maybe.
No, Amish, they go when they go to spring break and all, they'd be getting locked, bleeding tattoos and everything. Then they come back and they start wearing suits and top hats.
Oh, yeah.
Brown beards and all.
That's them?
Yeah.
I met them before. The big hats, and if they...
No, they're Jewish.
That's Hasidic Jewish.
Right. So it's not them, then.
Yeah. No, the Rumspringer. Rumspringer, it's called.
Where they go off on a mad one for a year?
Yeah.
And then they come back?
See, it's so hard to have electricity and internet and all that.
And then go back, yeah.
You know, even like now, we're like, how did we get around Jersey? We, and we were going in like a 50 metre radius.
Yeah.
Like, how are people, how could they get anywhere?
Look up the Amish in any way. There's loads of documentaries and shows and all about them, but I couldn't believe, I seen a thing on the internet and it says, the Amish community in Dunmore East Waterford is open to new members. I was like, how have we got one of them in Ireland? I never heard of that. I only thought they were in like a certain like part of America. But now they're in Waterford.
No more short, they click the eye. You know, if you join, do they look the nose down on you and all that?
Yeah, look at you. Shame. Googling things and all. If you don't know something, you don't know something.
Yeah.
And that's as simple as that.
So, have they,
what's the capital of Pakistan? I don't know. I'm a leaver at that.
Yeah.
We won't be Googling it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, have they never seen The Simpsons or not? Have you never seen
You'll be down there making references and jokes and everyone's like, who's this stupid cunt? You think you're hilarious?
Have you never seen that? Like,
someone gets a dose of jaundice and turns to be like, look at him, Homer. And everyone's like, what are you on about, you dope? His name is Fred.
They wouldn't have a clue who Jeremy Coyle is.
No.
Not a clue. That's the maddest. He's coming back.
Is he?
He ain't coming back as far as I heard.
I heard he's on the podcast.
No, he's not.
No?
No.
So I heard wrong, did I?
Yeah. That wasn't true.
I can make you a Baron of Sealand.
Yeah.
For 48 quid. We can make you a Lord of Sealand for 24 quid.
Make me the Lord.
The Count of Sealand for 240 quid.
That's a bleeding rip.
Well, better than
yeah, a count.
What's a count?
The Duke of Sealand for 60
One,
quid.
One, two, three. The Duke for much?
Lord Terence Power.
Yeah, that's what I want, too much.
And what's the Duke on?
600.
Fucking hell.
So, have I got, like, rules and all? If I become the Lord of that?
When you're applying for your next passport, you can put down, do you know where it says Mr. and Mrs. and all? You can put Lord, can't they? That's the title.
So, have I got put by the guard?
Yeah.
Can I say
you're not
Lord?
Mr. Power, you're Lord Power.
Lawyer.
That's your prefix.
I won't do that for me, please. Yeah, do it. I'm going to change to 24 quid. I am.
Hang on.
How much? €24, I said.
And do they send it out and all? Does he have a cert? Because I don't want one of this all like it's official, but like you have to look it up. I want a piece of paper in writing on. You can put it on the fridge in the gaff.
It comes as a cert, yeah. A paper cert.
Get a cent here.
I'm at the level, don't you?
Get a cent here.
Deal off on me own.
Yeah.
Get Darden Cleary to introduce you at the next live show.
As Lord Darden Cleary? Yeah. Come out with the shirt in my hands?
Yeah,
like the Premier League? Like,
what's going on now?
It's only the digital one is 24 quid. If we want the actual printed parchment, it's 36 quid.
Send them another 12 quid, 30. Send him another 12 quid.
He's a chanter.
Yeah.
Chanter.
Yeah.
It's only €8.
Yeah.
That's €12.
Yeah, but you're adding the four on for admin fee.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
This is like, you know when you want the Ticketmaster and it's like booking fee, handling fee, processing fee, and you're like, mate, I'm clicking one button. Where's all these fees coming out of? That's what this is like.
Yep. If you want the full premium offering, you can get it framed and signed by Prince Michael of Sealand.
For no. Much? He, much? Wait, hang on, how much?
60.
How do we go ahead of him in the ranks, Luke? Can I just pay to be like the Duke and be over him then? And then I'll be signing the certs for people.
There wouldn't be a cert signed in Sealand. Are you mad?
That wouldn't be.
You can't even get a text back off, Terrence. Imagine coming up with a big bleeding bundle of foils. Hey, I signed them. Me bollocks.
Just so you're aware, this is essentially, I think, a worthless piece of paper.
No, it's not. It's content.
How worthless?
It's content.
No, how worthless? I trust your judgment, Dan.
You won't be allowed to change your name on your passport to Lord Terence Power.
Go away. Yeah. Go away.
I don't think the Irish government is going to recognise this.
Keep it.
What?
Yeah.
So what's the point?
for a bit of crack?
No, I don't want a bit of crack on.
Surely they have to recognise it, no? Is it recognised as a sovereign state?
No.
I want that on my passport.
So he can't play for the football team? Terence lining up against Andorra.
That would still
you'd be in Group D, the Nation League. You would, I'm telling you. San Marino, Gibraltar, and
Ireland and Portugal. That's the group getting picked. Every
Sealand, time. Yeah.
Every time. And every Irish player will just put up a picture with Ronaldo after the game. Down the Aldo. Yeah, that toy to be looking at some toy.
Right, so that's scrapped. Go down and join the Amish.
That's scrapped. The sending on the money and all. That's
yeah, send that back to him.
No, get another bottle of whiskey out of your cunt. Not a cunt.
Oh.
Sorry, bro. Cunt.
Jesus.
Cunt is that a word?
He's had to pay you 24 quid. He should be allowed to call you a cunt.
Yeah.
If money came out of your account and you didn't get your piece of paper, I think you'd be asking questions, wouldn't you?
In terms of what?
Wait a minute, what's going on here?
What's going on?
You suggesting earlier that I stole the money.
You took a few pounds out of me.
You didn't steal. He gave you the money to get gifts on his behalf.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Brennan's had a great Christmas.
All over the gaff.
And when someone sent us a picture earlier of what you look like, people are trying to narrow it down.
Yeah.
Someone said that you look like the dad of Phineas and Ferb.
No, they haven't seen you. Bear in mind.
But they were like, this is what I picture
this
Owen
is
as.
What Owen looks like.
I'm not familiar with that.
I finished some verbs to go.
Look her up there, bro.
You know, we had an email about that as well.
And about the same fella?
No, about who
what
I
you
look like. I can't see who the dad.
Can we not start the game of guess who? Do you know what I mean? And people will start saying, does he look like him? Does he look like him? That's what I think we should start doing.
Jason thinks I look like Stu, the dentist from The Hangover.
Yeah, I can see where he's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
No, hang on for a minute. They don't know what you look like, but what they expect you to look like.
Yeah.
And you can see where you're coming from. Do you know what I mean?
People are making this a bigger thing than it needs to be, Owen. If you just come out to a live show, like we put an end to all.
I'm not making it anything.
So you put a face to the name.
Yeah.
That's going to be such a...
Amy's man was starstruck.
Great moment that it ever happens. Like, that?
No.
No, it wouldn't be.
Amy's man, when she met you in the stadium, she was starstruck.
Was she flirting?
No, she was starstruck. She's like, you're Owen. Amy was there to start trouble.
The two.
Owen's looking at me. I'm pointing at Terrence.
In the background like that.
Serious hand gestures
that's
going on in there.
Yeah.
But anyways, Amy's mate thought you were a bit of a celebrity and she was happy to meet you.
Yeah, listen.
And put a face to the name.
I was happy to meet
you. Yeah, and you're beloved, didn't you? Was that a right word?
Yeah, you couldn't.
You're beloved.
Yeah. Speaking of cartoons, Arthur McGinty, right? Someone said they expected Arthur McGinty to look like Arthur the cartoon. Do you remember that cartoon, Arthur?
No. Show me your age again.
Show me age. I'm nearly sure you know the cartoon. But anyways, do you remember the theme song of Arthur? Was a fucking belter. Do you know Arthur the cartoon? Arthur boys is deal. The theme song is unreal. Arthur.
You talk about him a lot.
Yeah, I do know him, yeah.
Who?
Arthur.
I talk about him?
Well, you've mentioned him a couple of times, yeah.
This fella?
Yeah.
When?
I don't know, this rings a bell.
Yeah, it's ringing a bell with me as well. How about McGinty on? When are we getting him in for a proper bonus?
Yeah, soon, like Jesus.
Well, you're the one that reached out to him the last time.
Yeah, and I'll be the one that reached out to him next time. We'll figure it out.
Can we play the theme song for Arthur that, when he comes in?
Yeah, sure.
Do you know the theme song? It's like a reggae tune. It is. Every day when you're walking down the street.
That's what you talked to us about before, the song.
It's a great tune. Yeah. It's a great tune. Belter of a tune.
I was listening to last week's bonus episode on it, and I just realised how stupid I was when I was like, how the fuck did you find McGinty?
What do you think of last week's bonus episode title?
What was it again?
Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
50-inch screen. Coffee machine, no toaster.
Was it? Yeah. I didn't even cough that for some reason.
What do you think the reference is?
Don't know me gaff.
Yeah, but what? Yeah, and then what's the reference to?
Don't know.
You didn't get it.
I thought he was just slagging me.
He was slagging you.
Oh.
It's juicy. 50-inch screen, money green leather sofa.
Oh, nah, you're a genius.
We worked on that together.
Did you? Yeah.
So you know what, like that.
That was the end.
So,
very good.
If everyone just googles Lil Dork meme, that was me and Owen trying to suss this out with the title.
Ah, very good.
Counting syllables and everything.
Yes, we were.
I didn't.
Me and Owen are going to put out a 16 bar.
Yeah. You always bond over a little bit of hip hop as well, don't you?
You can't be a bit of hip hop.
Yes, I like, oh, just see Kendrick said this about Drake and all. I'm like, shut up.
I'm nearly sure he came in here and was like, you see, they played Not Like Us at this thing and that thing and all.
Oh, that's the maddest thing ever. I was going to say that. I came in here one day and I was saying that to you. They played Not Like Us 7 times at the Bleeding NBA or something. I was like, fuck off, on with it.
Yeah.
Honestly, bro, you listen to George Michael. I know you do. I could see you jamming to a bit of George Michael.
He listens to The Jam. I know he listens to The Jam.
Sometimes.
Yeah, see that?
Not really, though. But
You do. Who was he on Spotify Wrapped?
Siobhan's was Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, that was a curveball. That was how a left field that was. Yeah.
Curveball.
Because that woman has the chorus written all over her. I was like, you listen to the chorus.
Yeah.
My dad's obviously catching up on all the episodes.
Yeah.
So he's obviously binging them. He's giving me steak and all. He's like, oh, P fits on all. I was like, oh, you stop you. That was 2024. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But they stopped buying the yogurts in the gaff because I said, I'll go down and I eat 2 or 3 at a time.
Under so he's just like, boom.
I'm putting a stop to that. He's just not going to buy the yogurts anymore. So now all the kids in the gaff are bleeding deprived of the Mullock Corners.
Boys of Mullock Corner. Honest to God, boys, they are something else.
He's not even going to buy the little ones.
Yeah, not Mullock Corner. Oh, no, I'd have a pack of Oogie Doggies.
You'd no have problem. The Mullock Corners, our little rabbit are called.
No, bro.
Little Thomas Mullock Corner. No?
Not bro.
They are the same. Come here, man. There's nothing else going in the gaff, you would.
Yeah, man.
You came in and said, I got a couple of things I want to talk about, yeah?
Yeah, it was the Amish.
Oh, you'll have to give me €1 extra. Sorry. Back.
Yeah, I know.
Interest, bro. You're making a profit in 10 minutes in here.
So if I just keep sending you 24, will you just keep sending me 24?
Kean from Coolock.
The CC fella?
Yeah.
Black pudding or white pudding?
Grey show.
Boy.
Grey show.
It's not even questionable. See that spreadable stuff, Elvin.
Don't start with that. Boys. Yeah.
I don't even think that should be allowed to be included. It's too good.
It's premium.
It's like a different food.
Yeah, that's premium.
But it's a very hard one.
But his pudding's unreal. I think black gets a bad rap. A lot of people are quick to shun it. A lot of people are like, don't give me black pudding.
White, bro, all day. It's not even a question for me. I'm not a big fan of black pudding.
See?
I'll eat it, though.
I told you, black pudding gets a bad rap. A lot of people just feel like, get that on me, please.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it. Now, come here.
I think black pudding's one of the best foods in the world.
Black pudding's, I think it's underrated.
Yeah, don't look at me like that, yeah.
Now, come here. I pick white as well, but it's close, like.
Yeah.
It's not much between them.
I like the yolk of the spreadable catchers being on another level. That spreadable stuff, boys. I only had it the other day. Do you remember I was eating it, bro? Just spreadable pudding on bagels with a bit of tomato relish on it, boys. Oh my God, man.
Eat relish and all now.
Oh, is that why you looked at me like that?
No, hang on.
Oh.
You have the spreadable pudding.
You can buy it.
From Deco's.
You can buy it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the one, Deco's one has heard of it.
A lot of places, yeah.
Oh, boys.
Ah, there's bleeding, there's seriously addictive substances in the one in Deco's.
There's heavy in that,
yeah.
Boys.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't need...
There's withdrawals off that one. There is.
Yeah.
That's the number one reason. I seen this on the internet the other day. The number one reason why people fail the New Year's resolutions is the spreadable pudding out with Deco's.
Yeah.
I wouldn't blame anyone.
Oh, you can't knock that.
Who packed it in after having one of them.
Oh, you can't knock that.
But yeah, you can buy it. There's... Now, come here. I say it costs a pretty penny.
Spreadable cat?
Yeah.
Got it as a present.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good present. I got the butchers beside where I live, they do a fry pack. Oh, boys. Unreal. Pudding out, it's class. It's that spreadable stuff as well. But, like, do you know when you have a fry, you're only supposed to have, like, 1 or 2 pieces of pudding, then you have, like, 3 sauces or whatever. I'm going back and I'm just milling through the pudding.
Yep. You can eat pudding raw?
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
You know what pudding is?
Even raw. What?
Do you know what it is?
No. Pig or something, is it?
Yeah, but you know what part of the figure is?
His ankle.
Pigs don't even have ankles. The blood.
I'm going to fact check that.
Blood.
What, fact check what? That's not his ankles?
If pigs have ankles.
Oh, right, yeah, good.
They have hooves.
I like this.
They have hooves. They don't have ankles.
We didn't do rock, paper, scissors for the lights off. We'll be back next week with that one.
That was a one and done.
No, it wasn't, bro. You know that.
Yeah, pigs have ankles.
What? Yeah, I've got it.
So a pig can roll its ankle.
Yeah,
they have hooves.
You put them in the bird hole. He heals you.
Not having that. I'm not having that. That's fake news.
They have a connection between their foot and their leg. What do you want me to tell you?
That's called a knee.
No, they have knees as well.
As well?
Do you think pigs just have like
one straight leg? Yeah.
From hip to hoof.
There's leg, one bone and a hoof. Good luck. That's what they have, yeah.
Lego pigs, not real pigs.
Like, I'm trying to think now.
Yeah, picture a pig there.
Yeah, they know they could bend, you know what I mean? Give you a little wave and all. Hell yeah.
How would they ever lie down?
They're just bummed, same way horses lie down. But those on
horses
the side.
Horses have knees.
What? They're on backwards, so. Do horses have ankles?
Do my horses do?
How do you just... How does a cow lie down?
Listen, bro.
How does a cow lie down?
If I got a horse back on its feet, if it fell down on straight legs.
Do you get straight back up?
You have to have a
cow. That's why you put them down. What about a cow? Cows don't have knees.
Ah, cows have knees, boys.
Horses have ankles. They're called fetlocks.
I'm not having this. I'm going to show me a picture of that. But,
show you. Which thing is going to look like?
A hoof. But can we go back to, will you tell them what a fucking pudding is? It's pig's blood, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
How is it heavy like, Jamie?
What do you mean heavy? Like, yeah, it's like the worst part.
Liquid-like.
It's the worst part to the pig.
That one from Keane and Kulak, it was also from his brother Scott. And Scott just added, you lose a listener if you think black is nicer. So
yeah, I like that. Who's that, Scott?
Scott, who is Keane's brother, yeah. They both.
Yeah,
friend.
I like that.
I have found a question from Dr. Owen.
Yes. We've no intro for him or a big like reveal or anything. So just, how's you do, Dr. Owen?
I sit up straight now when a question comes in of him.
Would you rather your food always be too hot or have to do a cartwheel every 20 steps? Jesus, that was loco.
Every 20 steps.
Very specific as well, isn't it?
Imagine doing a 5K.
I presume in this scenario you have learned how to do a cartwheel.
I can cartwheel, bro.
Go for it. There, you've plenty of space there. Out there, out there behind him.
You ready?
Hang on. Can we take bets on this one? Are you saying yeah or no? What is he doing a cartwheel?
He's gonna think he's doing a cartwheel.
Yes, yeah,
no,
I agree.
No, we can cartwheel, boys. I was in blatant dancing now.
No.
The form,
man. Hell, but you're a little bit surprised though.
Yeah.
Your legs need to go higher.
That is it. Hold me a little.
That was better.
That was good.
That was better. That was better.
All right, I'm impressed.
I've the little black dots everywhere. Why is that?
You rush of blood to the head.
Is that what that is, yeah? Fuck me, man. Hey, you're impressed, Owen.
Yep.
Especially because I know you would have loved me to fail there.
It's not that deep, 30.
Isn't it?
He's sick that you can do a cartwheel.
Yeah. No, but he'd have loved me to fall or something. He would have. Yeah, he's.
Are we leaving all this in? Because it's just more ammo for a live show. Like, do a cartwheel, 30.
Me every day, every minute. Yeah. Cartwheel bollocks. That
do you remember he's doing the cartwheel in a suit? I did one to have a crowd. Come on.
Yeah, imagine trying to do one in a suit.
Well, look, you're going to have to think that through. Bring a pair of shorts with you or something.
Next live show, I'm going to run straight onto the stage and cartwheel.
There you go. I want
my
leave that in. Leave that in now. Do we not cut this?
I'd be afraid to walk on the stage.
This is what happened with the holding the breath thing. Leave all this in. The chickens have to come off the roof.
Stung me with that.
You said it.
You said no, boy. You what did you say?
You said on the next live show I'm gonna do it, and we were like grand, and then we left it because we were like we're gonna sting him with this, and you're like yeah, don't bring it up. And then when it gets brought up at the live show, Towns like you stung me.
Yeah,
I think we should put like suggestions out there and be like, what do you want to see at the next live show, and see what people come back with.
That's really
you're gonna regret that.
Yeah, but like if it's reasonable, like, do you know what I mean? Not fucking me on a unicycle trying to juggle or something, but like reasonable stuff.
If he's doing cartwheels, you've got very little. You're getting up on that unicycle.
Oh, no, I won't be able to do it. I do a wheelie on a unicycle. I won't be able to do it.
If he's
on the stage,
yeah,
on a unicycle,
like that. That's democracy, is it?
Yeah. What are we talking about there? Yeah, I'd rather me filled be too hot. I think you just have to wait for it to kill.
No, I think a cartwheel for the rest of your life, a cartwheel every 20 steps is a pretty significant
20 price. Steps isn't a lot. Like when I even getting from here to the boardroom.
So I'm guessing that means all your food is always too hot. So you're
and it'll never kill.
No.
Any food.
Otherwise it's too easy a choice, isn't it?
Yeah, but imagine getting served in and you're sitting there waiting, but you're bleeding in at the kill down, everyone's tucked in there and you have to wait.
Nah. It has to be too hot all the time. Like to the point where it'll burn your palate.
Yep.
Your palate will have to get used to it.
It has to be a hard decision for you.
You know what I don't like? When like it's clearly written in black and white and then Owen adds the stipulations on top of it.
Oh, every week. And here. And then we'll deny it.
Yeah.
I'm not denying it. I'm doing my job.
Your job is to read the question.
Just read. My job is to produce the podcast. This is
Ballapoint.
Ballapoint.
Yeah. Part of that remit. Getting the best out of you two.
Completely underplaying everything Alan does in this whole building.
What we should do with the next live show is I should get a fucking medal.
You'd have to come on the stage and we'll knight you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll come up and shake your hand and all, and then like us two mid pose, you know, my hand on your shoulder, me and you shaking hands looking.
A man's doing cartwheels.
He's in the background doing a cartwheel. Yeah. I'm coming up like Daft Punk with a helmet on and all. Not a bad show.
Not a bad show. Now.
That's another episode.
Yeah.
Of talking more bollocks.
I thought we would have had more bleeding match other than questions.
What do you mean? Like dilemmas?
Scenarios and stuff. Remember your man who. What'd you say?
Dilemmas.
Yeah, remember your man who tapped his card and he got dragged over because he had headphones on. That fella.
Oh yeah.
We want more of that, like real life scenarios.
Oh, we did get a dilemma.
Go on.
This is from Orr. They want to stay anonymous for obvious reasons, or for reasons that will become
obvious. As in just a letter or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a bit of a dilemma. I'm currently working in an office as agency staff, not direct staff. There's two people in the office who look down on me because of my age and where I'm from, and they're always giving me a hard time. Both of them are in their 50s, I'm in my 20s. So he wants to know, do I A, let them know I'm getting paid more than them to be there because they think he's on less, or B, let them continue what they're doing and allow them to think they're above me to avoid the confrontation?
You go with B, and if you want to make yourself feel any better, you have just as much right to be there. So when you're in the office block as them, you're in a meeting room together, everyone has just as much right to be there as the next person. So if they think they're better than you, what are they doing sitting beside you? These are all in that scenario entitled to be there.
For anybody though,
looking for option C, are you?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying never use option A.
No.
Imagine like, no matter how, even if you're in the wrong, yeah, but if someone says, yeah, well I make this amount of money, so fuck, you lose immediately as soon as you start bringing money into it.
Right. We actually have a follow up on the dilemma, the original dilemma.
What, this?
The one about the lad with the four phones and two pictures of you.
People were sending, if you go on to Spotify and read the comments, people are commenting on that. This was before Christmas, wasn't it?
And again, I'm not naming the emailer because it will identify the person that we're talking about, I think. So yeah, she clarifies, he is a local. She's not from Dublin, but she's lived in Dublin the last couple of years. You are both in both pictures.
What?
2 days in a row.
Oh, that's even stranger now.
That is very strange.
It's fucking strange. So why would he get a picture 2 days in a row with both of us?
So she says, say Tuesday it was him, Terence and Calvin. Friday it was also him, Terence and Calvin. She says, no problem with that. She says, if she met to you, she'd do the same. But his thumbs clearly weren't broken, so he could have dropped me a text. I wasn't asking him for a kidney. He said one of the phones was for work and another was personal. She still doesn't know what the other two phones are for. She says, not her business, so she didn't ask questions. She just wanted to give you more details there.
Take
hold
the problem.
On for a minute as well. Have we not pulled someone down before? It does, Calvin, if a stranger, a man I've never met, walk past that room and I seen him with four phones in his hand, I'd pull him and say, why have you got four phones? Why have you seen someone on the street with four phones in their hand? I've never met.
Do you know what? Even there's a fine line with the number of phones you can have. Because even if they had three, you'd be like, right, you could have a walk one, a personal one, and then other walk one.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, right, I get it. You'd want to start trimming down your phones there, pal, but I get it. Yeah, you're right. What are you doing with four phones? You look like someone trying to get Coldplay tickets. What are you doing with four phones?
Even just walking around with them in your pockets, you'd look ridiculous, wouldn't you?
But there's no one on earth I wouldn't pull if I seen having four
but
phones.
But there's no need to have four phones.
That's what I mean. So when I'm saying I wouldn't pull them, I'm like, out of pure curiosity, I don't care who you are, I'm going to pull you and say, why have you got four of them?
But like, again, she's had to give him a lot of leeway. She's had to give him a lot of rope there. With the phones, with, I don't even know where Neil's town is, but going to Luke and then, she's like, which is worse, the pictures, he's not texting me back and all.
Don't forget he's a listener. Hell yeah, just now I think he's right. Sometimes we need four of them.
He's probably listening to the podcast on all four phones. That's four listeners.
You're saying he doesn't know what on about him. I guard.
Oh, he knows, yeah.
There's a bloke listening to this, right? If you have four phones and you got a picture of us at two different places.
He only has two more phones to go for us to get pictures with him on to complete the set. He's listening to this, man, like his mates. That's me. Look at the phones on the table. That's me. The boys are on about me. Remember your one who I wouldn't text back? Fucking easy, keeps emailing the boys.
That playing culty.
Yeah.
Right, that's that episode of Talking More Bollocks. Send any questions and just want to talk on bollocks at goloudnow.com.
That's after getting out of hand. Play the intro to art or the outro to art. That's a belt of a tune.
Take us out, Alan. Boom.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Work it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The Hypnoca.
Go down. Go down. Go down.